Only the most ambitious do-it-yourselfers have ever tried this. Building your own home with your own hands. It requires a mix of romance and calluses. To conclude her series, No Place Like Home, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg found a self-styled Jill of all trades who's making a home, literally, near Fairbanks, Alaska.
34-year-old Janine Patané dreamt since childhood of living in Alaska, in a home she built herself. In 1989, she set out to realize that dream. Ms. Patané went from Westchester County, New York, to Fairbanks to find the perfect piece of land. Eventually, she did, but it wasn't easy. Ms. Patané, you lived in your car for 2 years, is that right, to save up the money to buy the land and the house?
That's right. From April till October for 2 seasons, I lived in my car.
Oh, my gosh. And if that weren't enough, you spent 3 years searching for the perfect site. What were you looking for? What did the location have to be?
Some of my criteria had to be that I was able to walk around naked on my property without any neighbors seeing me. I wanted
that. Hey, you're in Alaska. I mean,
exactly.
Snow. And
that's the fun part.
And what else did that site have to do?
It had to give me a feeling of home, of feeling comforted. So I searched about 50-mile radius on either side of Fairbanks for years, driving all around just to find a good lot of land that gave me that feeling of comfort.
And how did you know when you found it?
I knew because I found one piece of land, and I seemed to have keep going back to it. And after a while, after visiting it about half a dozen times, I called up a friend and I said, hey, can you come out and look at this land with me? I don't know if I'm just getting to the point where I'm just settling for anything because I'm so exhausted looking, or if this is really it. And when I brought him out, he started laughing. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, I walked this land several times with your next-door neighbors because they were considering buying it. They really like this lot of land. And so from there, I contacted the owner and ended up purchasing it from him.
Do you mind telling me what it cost?
Sure, I paid $14,000 for it.
And then once finding the land, you kept walking on it to decide how you would position the house that you would build.
Correct. I purchased it early winter. So it was just before our winter solstice, where the sun is only up for a few hours of the day. And it was really important to me to position the house. So during winter solstice every year, I will still get sunlight through my south-facing windows.
How big is your house? Did you build a mansion, Ms. Patané?
Oh, definitely not. The size of the house is only 12 feet by 12 feet. I guess you would compare it to a sailboat for space, how a sailboat is very small and you have all these nooks and crannies and compartments. That's the same philosophy I used in building my house. It's very space efficient.
Do you have indoor plumbing? Do you have electricity?
I have electricity, but I don't have indoor plumbing. And that was a decision I made based on, one, finances, and two, maintenance. To have the freedom to just close my doors and go and travel during the wintertime and not have to worry about pipes bursting and rupturing or blowing out my plumbing system and sticking glycol down the pipes. It's so much more free just to do it without plumbing.
So what do you do about taking baths, going to the bathroom, washing dishes?
For the bathroom, I have an outhouse. For drinking water, I haul water from town. And everything else, I set up a rainwater catchment system off my roof. So I can take my outdoor shower. I do that from April through October. It gets a little chilly in October, but I still can break enough ice to melt the water and heat it up and do outdoor showers. And I also use that for cleaning as well and everything else.
Well, is your house finished?
House is never finished. Right now, I still need to, I'm going to finish up my siding next year. And I have built a deck, but I still need to put the railings on it. And I'm also in the process of building a tool shed. So I always have projects for the future.
And you did every inch of this yourself. You did all the lumber. You did the nailing. You did everything, the sawing, all of it, the carpentry work.
Pretty much. I had two carpenter friends help me frame up the house. And I used my family a lot, too. Both my brother and my father are back in New York. And it hit certain blocks, or just not exactly sure how to go about framing something. And so it'd be like car talk. I'd call up my dad and say, "Hey, Dad, I got this problem here. You know, I'm trying to do this." And he'd go, "Oh, yeah, just, you know, throw something in there to make a vertical support and you'll be okay."
Yeah. Now, here you have a house which you dreamt up, then built with your own two hands with some help from others. And what do you find the best thing about living there and living in it?
I really enjoy the summers that I can go outside and utilize my deck. My deck has more square footage than my house because I'm trying to create an outdoor living environment out here. And that's why we're up here in the first place, why most Alaskans live here, is because we love the outdoors. And I love during the summertime to go outside and just sit on my deck and listen. Just observe the birds flying over, watching the squirrels running around. I can hear the moose breaking branches down by the creek. And then I can hear some trucks coming down the parks highway and their air brakes. Just listening to everything around me, hearing my neighbors busily working on their construction projects. You hear their chainsaws. I hear the dogs howling every so often. There are people's sled dogs, and just observing and listening and living there.
And how long have you had this glorious experience? How long have you been in that house?
I built it in the year 2000 is when the frame went up. Mm-hmm. So this winter is about my house's third anniversary.
And why was this important to you to do?
Well, it was definitely self-fulfillment with my dream of always wanting to build my own house. But I think what drove me was the sense of security. I'm living thousands and thousands of miles away from my parents, and I'm an adult now. I need to have my own independence, and one thing that really bothered me was I don't make much money. I don't have life insurance, so I wanted to create some sense of security that I will always have a place to go. I will always have a place to go to if I was sick, if I was injured, if I wasn't making any money, knowing that it was mine, it was paid for. And all I had to worry about were a few simple bills, such as electricity and the phone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Janine Patinet, still building her home in Esther, Alaska, not that far from Fairbanks. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Previous reports in Susan's series are at npr.org.